السماوات تاخذ الافكار يعني عامه. زي ما قلنا الاكسجين الاستمراري هذا يوجد في مايكروبس في انواع مختلفه فيروس بكتيريا فنجاي فيروس اند سو عندي الديفيس 1 ار في بروتكتد ذيس درايف فور السكرايد ويش ار برودوس ريسبونس تو ذيس مايكروبس اند ذيس ويل ستيميليت يور بودي سيلز تو اون اند ريليز ذيس سايتوكاينز ان ذا انفلاميتوري. These are the pyramids, and these are examples of these pyramids, so named cytokines. So at the end, your temperature is produced in your brain. It's your brain before you get it. This is, and this comes in the MCQs. طبعا ما في مثل منها. لكن الحين what is the most barrier substance? The most أكثر من واحد. You know, if you're looking, one alpha and the least one is in the 36. Highly active in the cues, both in the undergrad and the postgraduate. You need to be aware of this. Now, بكره بتخرجوه كده وتستعملوه مثل drugs like مثل الكوفين ولا الميلاسين يسألوه what is the mechanism of action of this non-steroidal drugs or aspirin. These drugs, they act by infecting this substance, prostaglandins. Right? Therefore, you should know how it comes. This substance comes from the cytokines where they act in your different cells. They will produce an acid, substance called arabinic acid. And when you're growing the cholesterol production, you're going to cascade that. And so this substance will, through different ways, by different designs, and then you know, phospholipase A, will not by prostaglandin. And prostaglandins, they are prostaglandins, in fact, there are so many of them. Like this one, prostaglandin D2, is the one among those which is involved in the production of the mixture. When you use drugs like aspirin or morphine or any one of the non-steroids, they block this enzyme. This small cycle, another cycle of oxidase. Therefore, they will inhibit the production of prostaglandin and they will stop the heat. This is what your temperature is lowest in the morning when you go to sleep. طبعا موجة في المرض يعني يعتمد الاثنان في بعض من الليل النهار ونهار الليل كذا فاهم؟ رايت ولا هذا يعني خاص ميكروستون على هذا اسمه اللي يسمونه اللي اونلاين جيم مش زي هذا كذا. Depends when you go to sleep is your temperature. When after the end of your active day, your temperature is highest. طبعا the temperature and fever depends on the site. For the mouth, for the answer, or for the rectal area. The highest one, or the most specific, is the one when you take it, the core by temperature, either the oral or for the rectal nerves. And in the axilla, it's very specific. Many of you might be cold, when you might be raised his arm. And in the mouth, he might be talking, he might be have drunk a cold substance or tea. But often, if you are in doubt, you're going to have a fever of fire. Like the rectal measure represents the body core dimension. Imagine you have a problem about this paralysis not in the rectum, but you know, sometimes you have to. Somebody with a young or some kind of problem is not, there are some disease where people help with them. You should know the different ways of putting this dimension. How does fever present? There are different ways of presentation of fever. One of them is fear of fog. You could try this, chills and rises. Yet you could have smoke put back, some more chills and rises. What happened with upright or specific? Remember, feeling the hot does not always mean that your picture is hot. You can be with the corona and the halal. You know, it's hot, and that's a very easy. There are conditions in which feeling the hot does not mean rising your pressure. Can you give an example? Does anybody know an example? Huh? No, he took the push is very high. Hypertension. No. You feel hot, but it pushes normal. But unless you're in hypertension, they have to cut.
After eating spicy food.
Two good examples. Excellent. Why just feel سمعت المرأة أمس ولا ولا ليش بسوي بس؟ إذا عرفت هذه سجل اسمك وحط لك 5 مارك بونص لما تجيني إن شاء الله بالاختبار. جزيل لهم. ممتاز ممتاز. ولد يقول لي اسمك ايش؟ ها؟ نايف. اتذكر اسمك ما شاء الله. هو كلكم شطار بس عشان ابو نايف استانس. هذا من فوز The lady feels hotness. She's right. Your body is hot, and she is simply in hot flashes. Just even though they are not, she is not. Cross this path. This is because of the disturbance of the estrogen and progesterone. So imagine عند المريضة تقول لها مثلاً عند هذا عندي اسمها سن الياس هي مزعلة. فكان تستعمل التوري يعني تستعمل terms يعني لا بخاف ميزة زين. تقول حمار تقول أنت بالسن الياس تكره حتى لو من جديد. فتقول لها مثلاً توقف الطمث. أو اسمه تأخر اسمه عدة شهر من العادة الشهرية ذكر يعني ها فهي have to be careful when you ask patient questions ها some questions they might help you. أنا أخذ المرات من القصة الواحد يقول باطور كذا يوريكم مكان use the same term ويقول واحد يقرأ ونفس المعنى بطريقة أخرى يقول هذا زي نايف ممتاز إن شاء الله. هذا حالة من السنوك فيه كل ما نام يحل من السنوك فيه جاء من فسرين أو من أكثر من اليابان من فسرين يعني. المثال الثاني دوس with advanced diabetes. مساعدهم أوتونوميك نيروباثي. They feel يقول بعضهم يقول الدكتور نحس كأني واطي على جمر. He's right. This is because of the يعني the effect of the diabetes on his peripheral neuropathy, especially the autonomic nerves. They feel hot, but they are not febrile. Their temperature is normal. Right? For this, I guess you know, feeling of hot does not always mean an elevation of the blood pressure. Come on, شباب. I'm saying these. They have from the chips routine. It's not specific for tuberculosis. عرف عام عند المقيمين وهذا يقول لك there is no night sweat, therefore no tuberculosis. It is not right. Most of the febrile illnesses you will have sweating and sweating is more than benign. أتوقع because you are asleep وتغطي نفسك كذا كذا هذا السبب. Now these are some of the symptoms that non-specific symptoms which cannot define each disease, but this okay with the elevation of your temperature. One of them is headache. Headache is a common symptom. It could associate temperature. The same with delirium. هذه الخلف. إذا مثلاً the mental changes with fever is classical is more common in the extreme of age. The very young and the very old. إذا نتوقع واحد يوم يجير حار يكون خلفه يوم يجير حار السعودية ما معقول يعني. إذا كان شيء ثاني. Right? Like it's common in this air group. The other thing is the muscle pain, vestibular, myalgia, arthralgias, and it's classical with pharynx, like with the flu-like illness, with aches and pains, arthralgias, and these are common symptoms if somebody is febrile. Again, you could have a hyperthermia when the temperature goes up beyond the when this is full the brain is very small thermostat, I mean it adjusts your temperature. But sometimes the body mechanism will get disturbed and your temperature will have to quite up. We send me hyperthermia. So mathan 41, 42. But probably when you reach around 42, it's difficult to be comfortable with life. So unless patient is treated adequately probably he might die. And these are some examples of the cause of hyperthermia. Drugs, please remember drugs. Drugs are not given the due respect. So many medical problems are caused by drugs. Minna elevation of your body temperature or fever. Sometimes you might have different manifestation. Arthritis, you might have skin rash, you might have even anaphylaxis. But drugs, remember, drugs are among the major cause of different medical illness, including weight temperature. Minna, I'm talking example, الناس اللي يأخذون مثلاً any antidepressant, tricyclic, and some of the any drugs used in psychiatry. Message, remember, drugs could be the cause of the patient. If you don't know this, your patient might be subjected to undue investigation, prolonged and invasive workup, while if you are just smart like knife, you are all smart, you will be likely to ask about drugs. So what you do, just put the drug and everything will go away. Now, after all of this, يعني بعد هالاتهام الخطير الفيفا, is there any benefit of the fever?
Yes.
Yes. Medical is.
What is the
use the ability of the microorganism to not.
Ya salam, ya salam, ممتاز. سواء قريتها أو عرفتها is excellent. The high temperature somehow helps your immunity. It stimulates some of the your cells, macrophages, monocytes, and so on, neutrophils, and these will counteract the effect of the bacteria. And naturally, those with leukemias, you see, endocrine is mean febrile neutropenia. They are febrile because different infection, and their neutrophils are very low. Neutrophils are one of the major antibody defense mechanisms. If you get an antibiotic, they don't respond as they should. Why? Because they are losing the neutrophils, the other part of the major fighting infection. Fever is nothing. Sometimes fever is nothing. It tells you that you get a problem. If somebody is old, for example, somebody is in Delhi, he will get fever, he come to you with an lethargic, sometimes unconscious, okay. But if the fever is there, will tell you that in this way you'll be in high surface, you don't know what's wrong with this patient. Or the very young, a newborn or a very young child, he may come that he's not feeding well, he's not drinking, he's always better in sleep, he's very weak. If the fever is there, you know that there's infection or inflammation. Like if there's no fever, but remember, in addition to that, zimogazimilkul, it somehow helps the fighting the organism. It tells you that there's something wrong that you have. These are the battles of life. زمان قبل مئات السنين لحد وقتها وننام معك الحين بدري احنا لو تريني يرتبش الزرور معك ولا كيف بعد كل مرحلة ما راح عندك عشان ما عاد الناس رايت زمان كان يعتمدوا there are no الان عندنا ما شاء الله fantasy of investigation procedure ultrasound, MRI, CT scan, nuclear medicine, inhalation to the microbiology. دي كلام ما عندهم كان يعتمدوا على البتر الاوتوميشن that disease characterized by that type of dementia. I think this one is no more applied. First, we have so many ways to diagnose. Second, nowadays, there are so many things which affect dementia. Like, the intermittent fever, this is an exaggeration of the normal. In the second level, the fever goes up and it comes down to the normal, to the baseline. We tell them the baseline 37, while the remnant one, it increases but doesn't come. When it is when the fever goes down, it doesn't reach the baseline. It condemns above the normal. Okay. Electric fever is that when the fever is so high, the irritation is so high, which part of this one? But on sustained fever, when the fever is continuous, no one withdraws. And relapsing fever, when the patient, patient has fever for a few days, and then it will go back to normal, and then what? Huh? And this is the square condition like lymphoma. A few days or weeks with fever, and then you remain days or weeks with no fever, and it comes again. Again, you have to be aware of this. Battery of the literature, now it probably doesn't tell much. Sometimes take with a restricted literature. This is more caused by abscesses formation. Like remember, nowadays there are so many factors which affect the literature. We'll come to that in a minute. This is example of it here. This is the intermittent one. It goes up and it comes to the baseline. And this is the remnant one, which goes up but it doesn't touch the baseline. An example of the history. The man who came to the battle of Bridger, someone will be standing here. Hadi Kant, you should have, oh, Hadi will enter the form. Hadi will all day to double. But it's no more valid now. Like it's nice to know. Sometimes the patient might be with this. Remember, medicine is not Quran, and the nasi tafawatun. I think Zaid and Umar, they have the same disease, but they might be different. But you might get somebody who has it. It's nice to know about this. These are examples of condition by which the fever is manipulated. Antibiotics. zamanında yani there's so many drug can which can work in the steroids, antibiotics. إحنا بلاد الناس في أي واحد يأخذ أي دواء من أي صيدلية كذا دول أخرى you have to have prescription. فهذه يجيك مريض عنده فيفر you take blood calcium negative. Why? Because you took antibiotics. But sometimes as well probably نوع الهدم وليس فعلا إنه with a patient what do you do with this condition? If somebody is deprived and his calcium is negative, well, I have taken antibiotics. You wait for one or two days or three days and think the antibiotic remains from the circulation and then the reaction will be. It will be waste of resources if you go with calcium. It will be bigger. Why? Because the antibiotic suppresses the growth of microorganisms. If you wait for a few days until the antibiotic is removed and then you recalcium. I'd welcome the Quran there, Shabab. This is for your exam and for your practice later on. And I'm aiming that you become good Christians. Which means Christians, those who do the patient. But عكس الفلوتيشن هذا الحفاظ الكتب حقين الاداب من الطب اذا الكتب مو صحيح ان عندنا فكر هم اللي يحفظون التاريخ والدراسه كذا طبعا تحتاج الى مستانسه تحتاج المعلومات لكن شطاره somebody with limited mind okay and there are 100 causes of limited mind الشطاره انه نايف among these 100 causes what is applied to this patient فوق الشطاره معلوماتك تختصر الدين what could be applied to this patient. And this is the art of medicine. You have a huge amount of knowledge. دائماً أقول للطلاب والطالبات الطبيب زي القاضي. القاضي يجي واحد متهم وفيه شهود وفيه فيلم. فالقال طبعاً يجمع الشواهد كده at the end يقول لك this is مثلاً innocent ولا he's guilty. Exactly the same. It is a mental process. عندك يعني شواهدك المعلومات اللي عندك. And your investigations. Right? But then you pick up a diagnosis with this patient has this diagnosis, therefore I'll treat him in so and so. Right? But most normally, when your blood pressure goes up, your heart rate goes up with it. And guess for each 1 degree in the grave rise, your heart rate goes by around 10 degrees per minute. Roughly speaking. But I'm telling you, if you have a problem with this heart rate, you can hit it. Like there are conditions, there are infections in which there is an association between your heart rate and your temperature. I call it relative bradycardia. I think you should this patient, which is high, like in the heart rate, not high. And these are examples of, this is not, يعني specific, يعني this is not مثل, not comprehensive list, but examples of the common things. Typhoid, Bacilla, Leptospirosis, and factitious fever. So when this one you need to remember it, like it should be the last thing you think of. طيب إيش معنى فتديلة بسكوية؟ فتديلة بتاعت patient invent, patient creates. لو عادل يكون شخص مثلا يعرف الخدعة الطبية هاي يكون يا مثلا نيرس يا technician يا طالب أو دكتور سمحار شوية يعني مهوي somehow كذا ها فتصير الناس هذولا sometimes if they are not aware of this again you subject them to undue investigation work. But if you are aware of this one and you exclude the common things you think of this. هذه زيدة من الناس اللي طلاب والمعدن يقول ما تمر هذا المرض نفسه مش دراستي يكسكرو دي اورجانيك كونديشن عندي كم في اوفر ذيس از نوت ان كوم وسيت يعني فروم تايم تايم يجي له بعد ها يجي له بعد شوي خلوا خلاص انا اقول انا قلت دوك في يجي له بعد شوي الوقت قصير فاني عندي سؤال ملح فرق اخر بالاخير يعني اي هاف تو فينش انا حنخش ما اخلص انا عندي سؤال اكتبه كذا وممكن تجي تسالني بعدين now تبشر طبعا most of the zero people يسميها low grade 38.5 some of them they go up to 40 and gram negative bacteria infection are among the common causes of very high temperature لما الناس عندهم مثلا E. coli and hepatitis because of gram negative they have this now we come to examination remember that first of all document that patient is for profit. Like some patient, it might be, then we'll go show you, in the extreme of age, elderly people who are very young, people who are taking methyl steroid, people who are taking non-steroid, paracetamol, aspirin. But remember, it might be absent because of the drug steroid. Or somebody who is malnourished. And if you don't have the paracetamol, you don't have the diabetic, and you don't have the substances which are الكواليتي تو بروديوس هنا. فانت الحمد لله كلنا غير عميل، لكن في ناس لما تشوفوا صور مثلا الصومال ولا كذا في مقرب كذا. ذيس بيبل ذيس ان اكزامبل اوف مال نرش بيبل. احيانا هم بيستمروا فذيس بيبل ذي مرتها فيه. ذوز ار يوزنج كونتينيوس يعني انتي ثيرابي. في ناس البرسون عندهم يعني يكاد يكون جزء من حياتهم. فذيس بيبل ديسبايت هافينج يعني افبرايل النفس ذير سبيتشر من اف بيهايند. أبغاهم يحطون ما أدري شيء هذا 100 خط تحت الكلمة هذه. The key answer to febrile illnesses is meticulous or يعني اسمها good repeated history. And history طبعا سنة هاي تبدأ تدخل من history of the patient. History is the art of medicine. It could be difficult for the most senior person. Why is that? Because it's been through somebody else. He has his own feelings. He has his own way of treating himself. He has the only, his own way of thinking of the disease. But it depends on the person. And then it depends how good you are in asking the right questions. If you don't ask the right question, you will not have the right answer. And then we will remember questions in the history are just like the investigations. When you ask for chest X-ray and you don't know why you are doing it, it will be useless. يمكن يجي فيها شيء زي الفيل كذا كل ما نزلت ما فكرت فيها. You don't expect the lab to tell you about something which didn't cross your mind. The same thing for question the history. When you ask a patient, make sure that question you are looking for an answer. With this method, يعني question will result in having that يعني problem or nothing. وهذا يحتاج جهد كبير. You read about it, you know how to take the history, you know how to communicate with the patient. Make sure بنطلع شوية هذا من جيل كلينيكال لكنه مهم. You make sure that the patient accepts you. إذا المريض ما ارتاح أو يقول لك he will not يعني will not cooperate with you. Well, there are so many ways that you can make the patient hate you. If you are a crook, you're rude to the patient. Right? Or if your appearance is not good. يعني بعض المرضى مرة جامد يقول لك يعني ربي يفشل ليش يا خال؟ كيف شعوره ما شاء الله كان أنا هو استحيل. Make sure again, and all of my children, make sure you come to the place with a professional appearance. When you see a patient, say, "Doctor Flan," say, "I'm Flan, Flan, I'm asking for this." The patient doesn't answer. After that, the doctor, "I know," he answers the question. Please make sure, say, "Salam, my uncle, my cousin, my brother, Flan, Flan, I'm asking for this." You listen to him. I mean, take the medicine, and this is part of the training. There's nothing. They respect you very much. I'm telling you from experience. Sometimes you go to Kerfan and say, Rahmani Fatih, or whatever. Shay Thani, you go to Makharak, and Makharak is very important. If you don't respect the patient, you don't deal with it. You come to someone, for example, who has a month like this, and he says, Rahmani, I ask things, what I hear from patients. So if the patient, you say, I'm going to go to Makharak, 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 and I'm going to go to make sure no, you don't have, يعني ما تأخذوني بس بعض الناس يجي يحط طيح الطيح ها at the same time ما تيجي متعفر كانت راح تعرس but you must be reasonable. المرضى يجي ما حاسين الشيء هذا حاسين مرة بالخير وهذا كلام فوق تشوفون إن شاء الله هم طبعا ما يقول لكم ذي تلص فأنا دوري أقول لكم يعني لأنه زي ما قلت لك your success depends on how much he cooperates with you. أحيانا يعطيك هستيريا كلام يمكن مؤدب ما يضرب هو ممكن يضربك يا مطردان من طلابنا كذا اللي عين لكن ممكن يعطيك اي كلام بس يتخلص منك كذا لكن the art that you reach the satisfaction of the patient. If the patient is not satisfied حتى لا اطباء يعني يمكن يكون يقول لك ما هي if the patient does not trust you doesn't feel comfortable in your presence he will not be able to deal with you. Okay? فهيستري يا شباب history is very important. Now, when you take your history, there are a few steps. طبعاً كنت بحط مكتوب في أفلام هاري كولتر. تلفون لنا. ناس ما الحين. Chronology. Chronology, that means the sequence in which the symptoms appear. يعني what occurs first should be detailed. Chest pain, shortness of breath, arthritis. تأخذهم according to them. Chest pain for 1 week, shortness of breath for 2 days, and skin rash for 1 hour. تأخذهم بالتفصيل هذا. What occurs first should be detailed first. And then drugs. تعمل تحط number two drugs are very important. Drugs are not expected among doctors. يعني اخر شيء الانسان يعني ما تكون فيها. بينما sometimes it might be the whole problem. And basically any drug can cause rise in temperature. Any drug. لكن طبعا تفاوت. في drugs more common than others. And basically any drug. A drug which might raise the temperature of this one, but it will not affect that. And vice versa. طبعا دي يس اكزامبل تو منشن نيمز انه بيسكلي اني درج كان كود ذيس بروبلم سيرجري ما بدي كود هاف مثلا ما نير سيرجري مثلا تو ويكس اجو اند هي كود من بوست اوف انفكشن وذر تيث ولا يعني اني لايك بوم ريموفر وات ايفر فسيرجري كان انترفيشن نمبر اني انتربشن اوف ذا سكن ذا سكن از ذا فيرست بارير هو سلاح حدود حقنا سلاح حدود حقتك اسمها ممكن دور عندنا سلاح حدود سلاح حدود حقتنا هي سكن اول بارير فاو اني interruption of the skin or the mucous membrane might lead to infection. Very young, but this is important history. People who have prosthesis, prosthesis means foreign bodies, yani knee replacement, hip replacement, valve replacement, shunt in somebody who is having a hiatal hiatus, these foreign bodies might lead to infection and they are the source of your infection. Again, make sure about occupation history. Sometimes the job you are doing could be the source of your infection. Somebody working in the lab, for example. Geography. Certain areas are more endemic in certain diseases. I don't know, if you have a number of them, you can be the state of the France. Travel history. This is one of the most important subjects in infectious disease. أنا أعرف إني يعني تنشر في هذا كوشن يعني عبارة كوشن أرفع يدك عشان تنت ترفي بس ها ترفي الداري هذه جزئية صغيرة المشكلة أنا كان أبغى أتكلم عن الكونسيبت ما أتكلم عن الإكزامبل لو تكلم عن الإكزامبل نقعد 10 ساعات نتكلم ترفي هيستوري على كتب كتب اسمها ترفي ميديس بس أنا هنا بوصلك المسك الأشياء المهمة that should be in your mind when you think about it. Travel history very important. طبعا لما أتكلم عن travel history infectious diseases we are talking about diseases which could be contagious. انتقل من شخص لشخص. أنا مرة عندي واحد ولد حقيني history patient diabetic travel history وانتو بحرين. اشتخل بحرين خير يطلع. اشتخل بحرين من diabetes. فهمت كيف؟ It is information about a disease which could have been contracted by the struggle. Someone who went مثلا let's say to مثلا الكونغو برازافير ولا to مثلا اثيوبيا where malaria and yellow fever is endemic. هذا مريضة تسرع يعني وين ديلم what he's been doing واحد مثلا طول وقته قاعد in a five star hotel مثلا star hotel يعني business man واحد مثلا يعني زيك وشاب مثلا طالع بالشورت كات ملابس كذا ولا هذا وسفاري بالغابات طبعا they will be exposed to different يعني chance of disease somebody مثلا يقول لك والله أنا كل ما قرب المغرب والفجر قبل بعد الفجر أطلع أروح الغابة هذا his chance to get malaria مو زي واحد يقول والله لما تغديت الظهر رحت الغابات because the mosquito has certain times. So, I just example, my yani, you have to be careful when you take the history. Yani, where did he go? What has been doing over there? Right? How long did you stay? Somebody stayed for مثلا, 1 or 2 hours in just يعني, transit, مثلا, it was a lot like school. Right? was he exposed to مثلا, the sick part, for example? Did he take prophylaxis? The Nazi Rahun to area with malaria. They should take prophylaxis. We have seen people die in this hospital because they went to areas like Afghanistan without taking prophylaxis. And they came so complicated and they died with malaria. But you have to be, travel history is very, very important. And she said, again, you ask about the Sikh Kunta. And the Nasa, the Kubab, was a criminal of Sony, and the Lemon Rahim Rabbi. But you have to be careful. Okay. These are, again, examples of disease that you could, or a patient who is traveling. يعني كنت في ملاريا، تايفويد، فارغ هذا. طبعًا هنا نتكلم عن هيباتيتس أي، اللي أوروفيكل. طبعًا if somebody is having sexual مثلًا practice ولا he might have hepatitis B and so لكن أو HIV and so. لكن نتكلم عن شغل معتاد. يعني نفترض الناس كلهم innocent، ها؟ both ولا؟ and these are common things. لكن again you have to ask. You have to if you suspect somebody is having a sexual disease you have to ask. طبعًا بطريقة مؤدبة بولايت. طبعًا I must tell you إنه الظروف حقتنا are very bad. They are not organized طريق انه يعني شفت مره في غرفه واحده نفس الوقت عمرك مثلا عملت كذا ولا عملت كذا ولا شفت خمر ما يستحي منك. احيانا تاخذ مريض على جنب او تكلم بصوت هذه اشياء مهمه جدا. هذه هي تقول له انت عمرك شفت خمر؟ ولا تجي عجوز عمرها 70 سنه جايه من تنوم تقول لها شربتي خمر ولا مثلا عملت مثلا اكسترمات البرافيسز؟
دخان
في اشياء اسمها الدخان. في ناس انا اقول لكم يعني ما عندهم الابيليتي اوف ديسكريميشن. لما يقول ما عاد عمره 70 سنه عمره ما سمعت بالخمر سالك المنخول. لكن if you think that question applied to the vision problem يجي هنا السؤال كيف يصير؟ ان الدخان زي ما قلت انا دائما اقول الشيبان اقول له ظهر يا خال عمرك ما دخنت بحياتك ولا يريدك انت. شوف كيف؟ كيف السؤال بطريقه نقلب. لكن you must be very careful. Don't يعني ask question bluntly كذا. واحيانا الناس يستحون قد يكون مبتلى ويستحي الانسان يعني كانت مثل الفرنجيه. If you think something is needed, somebody would مثلا never disease كما ذلك. And he has fever. You thought he might have a drug, alcohol endocybitis. تحسن بطريقه تدفع صوت واطي، قد تجيله وقت ثاني يكون مثلا تاخذ على غرفه جانبيه كذا. لكن please, you must train yourself to respect the patient again. انت نفسك مريض لا سمح الله، يجيك واحد يسالك اسئله يفضحك قدام خلق الله. You have to be careful. These are other, يعني question you ask about somebody who is either traveling or having a different disease. Maybe مثلا if somebody has مثلا animals or pets at home or مثلا في drinking مثلا ناس يحبوا الحليب النياق مثلا يكون مثلا يبي فيها قصده ولا كذا ها طيب he's going to seek a practice. يقول مثلا I've tried abuse, alcohol and so on. These are different to looks بعضهم. They have some personal يعني اسم هذا touch واحد حسن كيف. At the same time, make sure you ask the right question. يعني دائما طالب يقول لي vision is not a problem. سألت لا والله ما سألت شكله كذا يعني. You don't go by shakl. شكل قد يكون الناس شكله أتقى الناس وأفسق خلق الله. وقد يكون شكله يعني أفسد الناس ومتقي يعني. فعلى الشكل يعني medically إحنا ما ندخل بين وين الناس. ربوك الله وهذا شيء مهم يا شباب. You don't assume by the appearance. يعني if you think the question is genuine, تيجي شغال حاول تواصل بس مفهوم شغال. These are some examples of the symptoms that if somebody got a coronary heart cough or something, probably he might have social fat. These are not going to be shy, sneezing, probably have viral upper respiratory infection. If somebody is having a sinusitis, with headache, when he's full, the headache increases, this might be sinusitis. But these just examples. If somebody's having a cough, sputum, he has wheezes or something, suffer, he might have pneumonia. These are examples of the symptoms that the same thing for the other. There's not, I'm not aiming to give you the whole thing. They're just examples of the symptoms that you ask. When you take a history, at the end of the history, you should be able to define what is the electrical side of the problem. Where is the problem? Is it the chest? Is it the abdomen? Is it the brain? From case where? Anatomically, you localize where is the problem. And then you ask about the, yani, the genomics. The same thing for the other parts of the body. Joints, because somebody with joint pain, is it single joint? We have to think of septic arthritis, I think of bacterial cause. If there's multiple, there are different causes. So you call the virus, how you call the serious cause of infection, how you call the microbes, and so on. Okay. هذا قلنا تراب الهستري يعني طبعا يعني لا أمل بالترديد لأنه it's so important والناس ما يأخذونه كما يجب. Drug history, alcohol consumption, family history. طبعا again لما نسأل family history هنا وين نسأل about either a disease which is condemned, somebody with open tuberculosis. If his mother or father or somebody in the family يعني هذا ما تنفرد أو مثل مجموعة عمال بشرف ساكن في كامبس واحد. Again, family history probably in حالة هذه in terms of disease, تكلم عن somebody's pride, it's probably similar to travel history. You ask about something, يعني نفسي أنا مشكلة زمرات ما حسالي فمرة يقول واحد ياخذ history كان بيروح لك سيركس وعنده مريض عام طاح مسكين طاح عليه طوبة وشاف رجله فقال له في أحد من هالك طاح عليه طوبة. Again, هذه يعني ايش؟ كل جزئية من history يا جماعة لها اي محدد. يعني فاميلي هيستوري لما تاخذ somebody عنده مثلا هيماتولوجيكال ديزيز ذا فاميلي هيستوري هاز سيرتن يعني مسج اوف ذات. وين تيك ذا هيستوري فاميلي هيستوري somebody with febrile illness infectious disease هنا ذا ايم تو لوك اف ذيرز اني ديزيز ان ذا فاميلي وش من هالبي. يعني لو مثلا واحد امه ديابيتك مضبوط ولا يمكن ما له علاقه مباشره بالانفكشن زي لما يكون هي كيم وذ سيمتم اوف ديابيتس بول يوري بول ديبسيا. مفهوم الفرق يا شباب؟ Ethnic groups, certain people, يعني الجهود كمثال حقهم الله طبعا صهاينة بالذات يعني يدعون انهم متميزين حتى بالامراض لهم دير اون ديزيز فسيرتن بيبل ذي هاف سيرتن كمثال مثلا هاي اسمها فمين 200 فيبر ذيس از مور كومن ذي بالاتراك تركس ان ذي ارمينيانز سم اوف ذا ارب يعني زياره اسمها هذه المرحلات اللي البحر المتوسط فلما يجيك واحد الحين الهدف من هذه if you don't know this again you subject the patient to unnecessary work up بينما if you know this probably it will a short cut يعني within a few days you find them somebody is saying مثلا oh, one of these ethnic groups he came طبعا how does they come with fever sometimes with abdomen pain someone has here يسمونها fully serocytes يعني the inflammation of the pericardium inflammation of the pleura and the pericy pericarditis مضبوط and there is no diagnostic test for this disease هذا مشكلة لكن they knew the history مثلا somebody who is مثلا Syrian ولا مثلا Lebanese ولا مثلا طبعا في some Saudi sometimes يعني ما يعني حب برجل هذولا لكن هذا اللي الكومن اللي في certain ethnic group they are more prone يسافر ياخذ مثلا كيف كذا كذا الشاهد انك if you know this you might save the patient and you يعني stay in the hospital and unnecessary investigation طبعا when you examine your patient, the first thing you're going to show you, you should make sure that the fever is present. If the patient has symptoms of febrileness and he's not febrile, you should check what? Is he taking medication? Is he مثلا too old? Is he مثلا too young? يعني too old, هذول الصغار يصيروا فيك. لما تكون صغير مرة, your immune system is not yet developed. لما تكون عجوز شاي, ها؟ يعني كل ما فيه كشيخ حتى the immune system. That's why sometimes they don't react with medication. Look for the guy, including the lymph nodes and so on. When you take temperature, you or your nurse, make sure you, the patient مثلا حيكون دوبه دخن. His oral cavity is hot. يكون دوبه اخذ له مثلا cup of ice cream, مثلا كيلو ice cream, طبعا his oral, or he had just taken a cup of coffee. Again, you have to care. These are examples what to look for. Then we're going to, when you take the history, they are safe and simple. Somebody got a ball at the cup, shorts of breath, might probably it's more of cardiac or respiratory. If I go, you should know the symptoms, you should know the symptoms of each system, I know. And what are the symptoms? Maybe you have abdomen, abdominal disease, what are the symptoms of nephrosis disease, what are the symptoms of cardiac fast, and so on. You should know these symptoms by heart. I should talk about nephrosis, my take it back, take any history, hand, bring it to hand, say, I want to pass. But then most of them, come by the staff, and bring the hand, you have to decide within a few minutes. Maybe you say, I have a history, I'm not good. By the catch that you should know the symptoms of each system. And you with the sab, you need to give it up. Somebody with a quick magazine function. Take it to Harvard, but the doctor of the other one will be there. But you should know these symptoms. And these are examples. When you examine the skin, you look for skin rash. Yeah, when you examine, look for even if very gas, whether it's tonsil lag, fibus, or discharge. The same thing when you examine the abdomen. Is there any ascites? Is there evidence for peritonitis? When you examine the heart, is there evidence that there's a murmur or endocarditis? If you don't know what to look for in examination, يعني احنا ممكن نجيب واحد مثلا لو ما اخذ نجار احترام من النجارين ونعلمه فيزيكال هذا الاكزامين يا فسوي فحص ما مشكله. لكن الفرق او نجيب مهندس ما هو نجار زميلنا في واحد من زمان كنت مهندس استاذ مهندس زي حكايتي كذا يجيبه العلم هذا اكزامين لكن هي كانت انتبهت او تاخذني انا توديني كنت مهندس ادرك تعرف حق هذا بالانجليزي واقف من زين وتقول لي سوي لي مثلا تصميم معماره كذا هؤلاء وديك في داهيه ها رايت فهي you should know what to look for طبعا هنا الهيستوري is important because the history guides you where to look for طبعا البيشن اللي يفحص من راسي راح مستقبلي لكن طبعا تركز on the افرض مثلا you thought that it's abdominal problem You concentrate with the abdomen. The history will tell you what sign to look for. إذا ما عرف من somebody خلنا you suspected brucellosis. إذا ما تعرف what are the, or somebody you suspect have endocarditis. Then there are so many signs. If you don't know what are the signs of endocarditis, تخبص تفحص كذا تنتهي. يعني you did the examination كتكنيك كذا ها. لكن if you don't know what to look for, you will not get the right answer. If I had just examples of يعني different things you look for. Skin rash is very important. Sometimes it could be diagnostic. يعني skin rash of chicken box is characteristic. Skin rash of small box. طب small تعرف ايش small box؟ بل يسمونه القدري زي حكايتنا، لازم نقول يسمونه القدري. هذا اختفى صحيح من العالم، يعني اخر حاله كانت عام 76 لكن موجود بالمختبرات certain يعني countries. But could be used as bioterrorism. او مثلا عامل حدا العمال بالمختبرات مثلا is lazy شاهد ان at your age مساء ان شاء الله العمر قدامكم smallpox even though it has been eradicated لكن the virus is stored somewhere in safe but you should be aware ما يبقى خاصه خلاص انسان ما يعرف شيء it's الراش حقه exactly looks like the chicken box لكن في فرق بينهم بروح بعد شوي فاذا ما تعرف هذه يقال looks يعني looks زيد متعمر two هذاك lethal disease very contagious بينهم هذا mild disease الناس لما حد عندهم طفل يجي chicken box ويدور عند الثاني عشان يعديه صغير حتى يقول لي منها بينما سمول بوكس نفر يقول لي دير ياخذ طفل حقه عند واحد عنده سمول بوكس This is the طبعا examples of again skin rash في شيء يسميه skin disease او juvenile mother arthritis This another disease among the colophasi يكون عندهم arthritis, arthralgias, high fever, and disorders لكن there is no diagnosis ما في تست والله هذا يوريني يعني ما عندنا مكان فاكشن عندنا كارديو سانج عندنا ايكو عندنا اي سي جي هذا ما في لكن ذيس بيشنت ذي هاف كاركترستيك راش اذا ما تعرفوا سوما يقولوا لي دفنوه لان ما يفكرون فيه كذا عندهم راش زي كذا ماكلو ماكيولز ويتش بلانش اون بريشر اند ذا كاركترستيك بوينت وين ذا فيفر سبسايد ذيس راش 2-3 سكندز وين ذا فيفر كمز اجين بعد انا احيانا اسوي الفصل زي ما راح اقول لك فلان زيد من الناس مريض بكثره الحراره وين سبيرت ستراك اذا انت مثل ما شفتها كذا ذيس راش از كاركترستيك اذا لقيت هذا خلاص بروبلي يوصل بروبلي لما المريض ما يتعرض لي مثلا اشياء كثيره This is the complex spot of measles. Very characteristic. بس إذا ما تعرف هو مريض جاي عنده فيفر وصم سكن راش right? يعني سكن راش يعني قال هنرز لكن إذا واحد زي نايف ما شاء الله مثلا يعني حريص كذا وبزيفن شافه أوه هذه ميزلز. دي صار من تصوير مرة هذه some of the signs of endocarditis. في يسمونه سبلتر هيموريك احيانا يسميه بتيكي بتيكي طبعا فرقها عن الماكيول ماكيولز ار تشينج ان ذا سكين كلر ويز اوت بينج فيلد يعني تلمس شيء دائما نثينج از ريد اوف ذا سكين لكن وين يبرس ذي ديسابير بيكوز ذي ار كابيلرز بينما ذيس وانز ار بليدنج اندر ذا سكين ذي ار بالب يسميها يعني بتيكي اور بلبر بلاش هذا تحصل اشياء كثير منها عندك كاتس اوكي ذيس از ذا راش اوف منينكوكر منينجاتس ناسيلي منينجاتس اجين ذيس ار بتيكي اكزامبل بتيكي You have any bleeding in the skin, and these are very characteristic. If you are aware of them, they are probably, and in one look towards this patient, probably have been many gaps. I should do this very much about it. لكن إذا ما تعرف, تعال عاد تصور اسم الـ ID, وكلم بلان, and this can kill within hours. لكن إذا واحد smart, like anyone of you, you can just, okay, لما بمشي, immediately. تطلع الجرام نيجاتيف, ليبل كوكر, خلص. يعني هذه من الميل كوكر, أعطيه اسم الـ ID بعد. If you are, say, you'll be okay. لكن لو ما تعرف ده the rash of chicken pox العنقس the small pox they have exactly the same appearance لكن الفرق this rash of chicken pox they are different يعني they become a different stage of development يعني واحدة دوبها طالع واحدة جات so the and you find the skin rash or the rash this a different stage of development then the small pox they are all in one stage يعني كلهم جدد يا كلهم مثل الكرست ما هو فرق مهم هناك ذا ولا ما تجي واحد زيادة تقول له الأم والله ولدت عند سمول بوكس تحب للناس ها يشدوا يعني ذي يستري مثلا واحدة مثلا دوبها يعني بوستيول والثاني جنبها كرست This is examples of هنا this is the esophageal candidiasis or cavity candidiasis this is شيء يسميه هيري لوكوبليكي ذيس اوكيرز ان ذوز وذ ايدز نوت اتش اي في ترى هو فرق بين ايدز وذ اتش اي في اتش اي في جاست تو جيت انفكشن وذ فايروس ايدز از ذا سيمبتوم ذا كوبليكي ذا مانيفيستيشن اوف ذا ديزيز اجين ذا ايز ذيس از بيتيكال كونجكتيفال ان بيتيك اتش اوكير ان سيفت ديزيز ان مانيفيستيشن When you examine the neck again, you look for neck stiffness, you look for lymph nodes, you look for evidence of skin infection like cellulitis. When you examine the chest, you look for evidence of consolidation, if you look at some of the bronchial breathing or coarse crackles or how method you might hear the rub or the kind of rub. These are different signs of different diseases. So unless you know them properly, you will miss a great part. Murmurs. Are among the major signs of endocarditis, and for each part there are certain murmurs. You should know all of them. هتاخدها ان شاء الله بكلمة كويسة. في شيء يسميه هيدن اليس. احيانا من يستحي يقول لك والله انا عندي مثلا مشكلة في مثلا منطقة الجيتاليا. It's very common. الناس يستحون. رايت انا ذاك مرة مريضة شفناها كذا لما كنت يعني اخر شيء عقل شوية كذا كنت عارضنا اول سنة متخرج. فكان في مريضة بلاسيو هاي فيفر يعني اللي up and down up and down. فقال قصانة اللي ذاك الان قصانة اللي قاعدة مناسبة. He examined, he just took the hair on the side. There were huge abscesses in the hair pointer area. فالمرأة مستحي تقول الناس انه عندي وجع بمكان ثاني. فيو هاف تو بي كيرفل اباوت ذيس ايريز. ها؟ Right, and if you examine the patient, طبعا this shouldn't be the areas you start with. لكن if you examine the patient, I think remember this area. يعني مثلا يعني اين مثلا ابسس او مثلا بين السينسز او احيانا بالنسبه للنساء شيء يسمونه بارثيليان جلاند انفلاميشن. فذير ار ايريز which patient could run يعني stay for years for days without being discovered. لما يستحي يقول لك كنت ما قد عارف عنها. فمن يكزامن the patient thoroughly identified remember these cases. هذا الصوت وقنا معه بالكتب. هذا يقول لك على need site what to look for in the hand, the skin. هذا سهل منه يعني تلقونه معه بالكتب. في كل ما يعني منطقة what things you should look for. هذه a reminder. As somebody with acute and with the septic arthritis. Factitious fever. This is important. This is an induced fever. Some people induce by playing around with the thermometer. يعني nurse ولا هذا وتتكلم يقربونه كذا فيطلع الزيبق. أو حال يحطونه في مويه حارة. أو حال مثلا they blow into the thermometer. Some of them they are more serious. يعني مرة عندنا ناس لقيناها يعني she has fever, we didn't find what's the cause. And ultimately we found that she injected her with fecal matter. يعني هو إذا السرنجة هم they do it because of some reason. بعض المساكين يكون عندهم some psychiatric disorder. لكن the fact they are medically oriented, they know this manipulation, these things. They have to be careful. Sometimes one of the طبعا فيها لها طرق. أو شيء ذكروا منها قبل شيء لها اسمها retro decadia. تجد واحد حاطه 40 لكن طلع بشكل زين صاحي. ما عنده he's not so sick. His pulse doesn't go with his temperature. ففي يعني clinical means. من الأشياء اللي يسوونها في الحيوان ويجر دي ومشرب في freshly void urine. ما تقول لعضو يورين عشان نقص الحارة حتى يعرفون. فيو تيك ذا يورين كذا انت يكزامن فذا يورين ذا freshly void urine represent the core body temperature. فيو هاف تو كير اجين هذه مهمة واتس مور كومن ان وومن وخاصة الناس اللي يقول لهم some medical يعني عندهم سواف some يعني medical experience. Doing this again will save the patient and you work up an investigation and hospital stay. Lab test. طبعا lab test this is dictated by what you think is the problem. يعني ما اقدر اقول لكم what is the problem. If you think the patient has pneumonia, sputum gram stain, chest x-ray, CBC with the fridge. هذا غالبا هو كيف الأحسن. Somebody thought that he has مثلا say probably مثلا let's say مثلا endocarditis. You take blood culture. طبعا exam. هذه كلها كلام هذه investigation after thorough history and meticulous examination. إذا ما عرفت كلام هذا your work is not good. Right? But the investigation are dictated by the if you thought is endocarditis, I'll do this ECG, blood culture, echocardiogram, chest x-ray, 3-4. ما هي شطارة انك تطلب مثلا 20 تست في شيء مثلا يعني بنل في تست مثلا بنل براون سايد تلقى بنل 1 تلقى في 20 تست. It's not medicine. You cost, you lose your money, you keep the lab you busy unnecessarily, so you have to be selective what test to do. And this comes, the right test comes through the right thinking. If you think a patient has endocarditis, I will listen to this. Pneumonia, this and this. If he has hepatitis, it is the history and examination which tells you what is the right test. You can take a cup of tea and write MRI, CT scan, your medicine, no one can do that. Ultimately, it is not uncommon that you ask for a test. You don't know its value. You get abnormal, no one can do that. It is not uncommon. For my shabab, you should ask the right test depending on the right vision, what is the disease or the problem with the patient. But there are so many of them. You could make a CBC, you look for the leukocyte, you look for the hemoglobin, you look for the platelets, and you look for neutrophils, and that's the bacteria. You actually have neutrophils. You look into the blood film, she's a toxic granulation. I'm not going to add it, but I'm going to add it. There are certain tests which give you specific information if you know the parameters. But you should know the limitation. What could be done in the lab? What can't be done? Unless you know the limitation of your investigator, you might ask something which is about the fact that you have PCR. PCR is not specific, but contamination, where it doesn't differentiate between this disease and that. Like, no good, I want to give sustain for malaria. It's specific within 500 grams. الناس اللي يجي عندهم على خونك وش قال ترافل داريا. One of the symptoms دي تست فور داريا. أول خطوة يدو ستور فور ليكوسايد. يحطون عينة يقلقونها من البول من البراز يحطون عليها مادة اسمها ميثان بلو ويطلعون ميكروسكوب. إذا شافوا ليكوسايد this is an invasive داريا قد تكون فكس. لكن if there's no ليكوسايد this is an intra-humanic problem. زي ناس عندهم مثلا أزمتك مثلا داريا. It's not infectious. But تريح من المشاكل تست بيوت ما تجي يمكن خمس سرير وما ياخذ 5 minutes. The same thing for sputum. Somebody come with fever, cough, sputum, you do gram cell sputum, قال لك والله الجرام ستيج لونج جرام يعني بوزيتيف ديبلوكوكاي. This tribunal خلاص كمان من الساعة right on. At least somebody who knows me. If they simple test 5 minutes, I like the diagnosis. لكن ما سويت هذا سووا chest x-ray, blood culture, chest x-ray ما واضح خلنا نسوي سيتي سكان, سيتي سكان ما خلنا نسوي مراي, اذا مو الدكتور فلان chest شوفه. بينما الشخص كل صور فإتس يعني زي ناي إتس البرين إتس البرين وش مو وش بيتنا هو كل مرة لازم في الكتاب فاليوم مستار راح البروب ناي كلك مستار مش عارف فعلي حال I'm not able to يعني have the whole list of the investigation بس اللي أبغاها تفهمونا right history right history right full examination this will be working. But again, you should know the right questions, you should know the symptoms of each system and the signs of each disease, so that you go right. شيء بالأخير اسمه هذا. طبعا outcome, most people, they will spontaneously recover. فكفى الله ملك. يعني so many people are listening to you yourself. في ناس مثلا, the history ما سجلت يعني self-limited, مثلا influenza coming. Again, this people have to make the antibiotic, they will be recovered. Not even friend, probably soon, but paracetamol, aspirin, certainly if they had you can. And some of them, they will get a diagnosis, whether typhoid, prostate, necrosis, FNF, whatever you need. نسبة غير قليلة من الناس, طبعا الناس اللي, some of them, they remain, if you got 3 weeks after this workup, without diagnosis, سميها PU, pyrexy of aneurysm, and become someone FU, fever of aneurysm. هذه طبعا one of the major big problem in infectious diseases. One of the arts in medicine. يعني most common infection cause infection, then chronic infectious disease, then neoplasia or malignancies, بعدين miscellaneous أسباب مختلفة. فالشطار أنك among these sort of problems, it's a hard task. يعني الباركسيمولوجي. A percentage of these people, 10-15% of these POs are not diagnosed anywhere in the world. ما يعرف لكن حسن الحظ من كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى دي سيب الحاث اللي يدول ultimately they recover قد يكون طبعا يعني صمم في ناتب اسمه معروفة قد يكون مثلا ما في مجنز ما هو معروف ان لين عام 1981 ما حد عارف شيء لين عام 1970 تقريبا 85 ما عارف يمتلس يسمونه هنا A and B الان في from A to G hepatitis وعلى وقت يطلع مثلا مئات انتم ما شاء الله عمادة المستقبل تشبه شيء كثيرة فالشاهد انه probably in the future people might discover more microorganism than ما نعرف. It is nice not to abolish fever unless it is very high and the patient can so sick. لانه احيانا يعني اسمع هذا الفيفر بطل ما تهدد يكون وبعدين احيانا في certain signs with the fever. If the patient is not much troubled by the fever, it's not always necessary to go for an antibiotic. في بعض الاشياء طبعا aim for the antibiotic. Do not give antibiotic, which is a empirical antibiotic. Give antibiotic if you know what is the diagnosis. If the patient is stable, not so sick, you wait until you get your culture and other tests out within 2 days, you could answer. But if your patient is so sick, you should suspect what is the problem. يعني اعطاه antibiotic كذا اعطي يا غلام كذا هذا كلام فارغ ما يصير. But as he thought it's pneumonia, you should think what is the right organism. So you seek the antibiotic without organism. If it's endocarditis, if somebody who drug abuser, يعطى انتباهك على somebody who is half native fat ما عنده مفهوم ولا فيسميها educational guess خمن what is the most likely لكن قاعد العام دون كيف انتباهك until you know what is the what is the problem? I'm not an example of what to give in each problem. Probably at this stage, it's not important for you. These are, ايش معنى بالفولز؟
اخطاء اخطاء كثير تصير.
ايش معنى بالفولز؟ عندنا عمده بالانجليزي. زي ما نايف عمده بالله هذا
وقعات او حاجات غلط ممكن تصير من غير
ايش يعني فولز من هذا الهاويات مثلا تجيب لك شيء مثلا غير متوقع يضيعك فهذه منها مثلا. If you الهاوي انك مثلا you go away from your best problem اعتمدت على اللاب تست جاي ريزلت ولا خلاص هذا. Remember we are treating patients not lab. احيانا يقعد عند المريض على انتباهك اعطيك مثال وجاء المختبر ايكولاي ريزيستنت تو ذا انتباهك وارجع اي دونت كير اباوت ذا لاب ما بيهنس ريسبوند فهمت كيف ولا بالمقابل بيهج جود انتباهك هي نوت ريسبوند وجاء المختبر يقول لك والله هذا عنده كليبسيلا سنسيتيف تو يور انتباهك هنا اي دونت كير اباوت ذا لاب اجين شيل الانتباهك بيهج نوت ريسبوند فهمت كيف فايف يو ديبند اسمك مين احمد لو احمد قال والله خلاص المختبر هذا قران نعتمد عليه هذه بتفوق مشكله هاوي يو هاوي تصبح فيها انت مريضه كذا ها رايت انكم بتفيس الاكزامينشن ما اخذت هيسر زي الاوائل احيانا بعض الانتينز احيانا صب انتينز ذا سو سمارت ينبهوا على اشياء ما حد انتبه لها ف انكم بتفيس الاكزامينشن از ون اوف ذا ميجر بيتفولز ان ميديسن يعني قاعد هم تسوي مثلا انفستيجيشن وممكن تسوي حتى لابراتوري وسبب انها يعني ما حضرتك ما اخذت له هيستري زي الاول ما اخذت له هيستري ديتيلز ما بحثت لكم هيك اتس نوت ان كومن بيشنت اتس نوت اكزامند ويل ونشوفها كثير احيانا يميلوا عنده سبين ما حد انتبه له عنده ليفر ما حد انتبه له عنده سكن راش عنده ميرما فهذه ون اوف ذا ميجر بروبلم ان كومن هيستري اكزامينشن از ديزاستر وبعدين مخجله مثلا يعني اسمه تشوف مريضك اي واحد منهم شاف مريض عشان نسمي احد وجاء بعده نايف طلع والله هذا عنده افرس عنده كدايس عنده كذا خمسة علامات عنده كدايس يمكنك يقول شاي وين فرسل ها nothing can replace history good history and good information ولا عمل من تريد هذه مهمة جدا this what makes a good physician نشأة ثانية أحيانا a patient might present abnormally somebody who's immune suppressed these people present react to the diseases different from the immune competent people, right? Somebody with HIV, he may not represent somebody who is with leukemia and he's doing chemotherapy, right? فأحيانا immune suppression. There are so many ways, right? Somebody who is steroid, somebody with systemic lupus, SLD, we have steroid in Nada, this will ameliorate or interrupt the usual presentation of the disease. Unless you are aware of that, again, you will be in high surface, huh? نيوبورن قل لك نيوبورن يعني أو شيء ليش لكم أنا دائم زمان رح أفاق الله يعينكم عندكم بس ميد عارف سنيك بس ها لكن هات بي يعني اسم اسماء تعرفون هات بفوتنس رايت فديس بين نيوبورن مينات ها في كيبكال من حسين في الديزيز the same thing for the very elderly أو صمد في dehydration في حاجة dehydration كان ماسك خلاص أوه دكتور عشري سحبنا هذا ون أهمني بعض الأمراض تكون early in the disease the signs are not different yet that's why الناس اللي عندهم paralysis you should examine them daily the repeat of history يعني المريض أحيانا ما يتذكر حاجة معينة وما قصدي يخدع لكن أو إنه مثلا جيت أقول إنه يعني أكيد ما مرتاح شاف يعني ما أحب شكلك ولا شيء أحيانا يصير somebody else to the patient ف repeated history repeated examination these are unreplaceable means of getting diagnosis زود أحيانا يكون مريض صاير واحد مثلا أخذ له مثلا فاست فود من هذه الماكلة ما شاء الله ما أكلها كذا وجاء مثلا فود بوزن. The first time بعد كم يوم في شيء مثلا خلينا نقول عنده سوينا لك مثال في شيء يسمى له روس بوت سكن راش كذا زي راس البوس يعني بينكش وكذا هذا الشيء تفرز من جسمه في تايوان. It may not be apparent in the first day عادة تحصل after a week or so. الهدف إنه you must be meticulous and remember there are conditions which can disturb the usual mutation of disease. One of my teacher, he was to trust patients do not read books. معناتها المرضى ما يجون يعني كلاسيكال زي مكتوبة، الكتب مكتوبة for the most common mutation. يذكرون الدمبل شيب كيف، صح تعرفون ولا؟ غالبية الناس بالوسط، لكن في ناس سيروس انفيكيشن، they should be aware of this. Again, يعني I should stress that, please make sure you take good history, with examination. If you do that, you will be an excellent physician. Thank you very much.
الحالات كلها.
احنا لك 10